Weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, upper 80s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, mid-50s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, lower 80s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 56. For Thursday and Friday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's 82.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. House Agriculture Committee Democrats expressing concerns over non-tariff trade barriers imposed on agriculture biotechnology products. Led by Chairman David Scott of Georgia, the lawmakers sent a letter to Ag Secretary Vilsack and Trade Representative Catherine Tai. The letter addresses China's import approval process delays for U.S. ag biotech products. Under the U.S.-China Phase 1 trade agreement, China committed to predictable and consistent average timelines for regulating biotech products for import and agreed not to request information unnecessary for assessing the safety of a product for its intended use. But the letter states nearly a year and a half into the two-year agreement, timelines for product approval for import still average more than 7 years. Meanwhile, Mexico committed to enhance biotechnology measure and sanitary and phytosanitary standards in the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. The lawmakers say Mexico has demonstrated a reversal in its treatment of U.S. biotechnological products. Mexico's regulatory authority has not issued a biotechnology approval in over 3 years. More than 130 red meat buyers from 21 countries across Central and Southern America, as well as the Caribbean, recently gathered at the U.S. Meat Export Federation Latin America Product Showcase. Attendees included 55 U.S. exporting companies. That event was held annually from 2011 before COVID forced a postponement last year. The showcase was held late August, well-established and a go-to event for buyers and sellers alike. And this year's participants, especially anxious to renew business relationships and pursue opportunities face-to-face with meetings, according to the Federation. Pork and beef producers who provide financial support for the showcase also participated. This year's event received funding from USDA's Market Access Program, the Beef Checkoff, the National Pork Board, United Soybean Board, the Nebraska and Texas Beef Councils. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Labor Day weekend was a big travel weekend for many individuals across the state of Kansas, as Eisenhower Airport in Wichita saw roughly 2,800 people flying out, which was even higher than the number back in 2019 of roughly 2,300 people. And while many travelers say it was good to get out and visit family and friends, some health experts are concerned about an increase in COVID cases after the holiday.
If this other variant is severe as the COVID-19, I don't know, man. This could all halt, and we could be back where we were, but I certainly hope that's not the case.
In other news, northeastern Kansas authorities have identified the man and woman found dead last week in an apparent murder-suicide. Cake News reports that they were identified as 21-year-old Connor O'Hara and 20-year-old Hannah King, both of Topeka. They were found on Friday afternoon in a home just south of Topeka, where police believe an altercation occurred inside the home that led to the murder-suicide. The investigation on the incident is still ongoing. Good American Network News.
You need to stay in the know all day long, and Mid-America Ag Network can help. Hi, this is Craig Mead. Join us online for up-to-the-minute market reports and network promotions and events. Let us help you with an online farming calculator. Plus, check out our weekly recap on Ag News of the Week. And there's a list of our great affiliate stations throughout Kansas. Have some information you'd like to share with us? Send it over at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. The Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on agriculture.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Well, hospitalization rates for COVID-19 across the state of Kansas are on the increase, with some at critical levels at certain hospitals, and some doctors are speaking out to help fight the virus in the communities.
We're very tired. Everyone's tired. We're weary. We thought we had it. We thought the game was going to be over, and now you find out you have to go extra innings. But now you're short-staffed, and you're tired, and you're meeting people that don't want to play the game.
That was Dr. Mark Mosley on Cake News, where he says he's concerned about misinformation regarding COVID-19 and says now it's beginning to affect younger individuals and even children.
Those kids can go on and infect others that have been unvaccinated. Yesterday, a 20-year-old man, healthy, that low oxygen will probably end up on a ventilator. So this is not just about the elderly and the sick. This is now about our children.
As of Friday last week, there were a total of nearly 4,000 new cases, 49 new deaths, and 111 new hospitalizations since the beginning of September. Good American Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. Authorities say the driver of a semi involved in an 8-vehicle crash that killed 2 people and injured at least 5 others has been arrested on 2 counts of motor vehicle homicide. The Nebraska State Patrol says the crash happened Saturday on westbound I-80 in Lincoln. Authorities said Sunday a preliminary investigation determined that the semi rear-ended one vehicle, then continued westbound for more than a mile, striking several other vehicles. Authorities identified the semi driver as 50-year-old Yorkwind Crawford of North Miami Beach, Florida. A father and son who were traveling together in a pickup truck were killed. They were identified as 41-year-old Mark Capist and his 7-year-old son Taylor Capist, both of La Vista, Nebraska. Land that had served as the home of a Grand Island Garden Center will soon be the site of a FedEx ground warehouse and distribution center. KSNB reported the recent sale of the 33-acre campus for development of the FedEx ground center. Mid-America Network News. Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm, just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Connections and Blue River Rail Trail representatives met with Marshall County commissioners last week. Due to recent years of flooding, there is a portion of the trail where the Big Blue River is encroaching and washing out the bank. Engineering plans were presented to show the area and proposed improvements that need to be made. Commissioners unanimously approved $12,000 from the Special Parks and Recreation Fund to help offset costs of engineering fees for the project. County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes and Dr. Nancy Zedek met with the board to discuss the retirement of Dr. John Ryan as county-appointed medical director and health officer. Zedek indicated she would be willing to perform both roles for Marshall County. Rhodes previously had asked CMH if any doctors on staff would be interested. She was told that none were. Last week, Dr. Rice indicated interest. Fritz Blaske and Keith Bramhall voted to appoint Dr. Nancy Zedek as medical director and health officer for Marshall County beginning September 1st. Barb Kiekhafer voted no, indicating nothing personal against Zedek, but feels it should be someone from in Marshall County. Former County Commissioner Mick Keating questioned the board on the need for a 37-bed jail. He's concerned with building a jail that's too big. It was explained, although it may seem to house too many beds, there are increasing circumstances where inmates must be separated, and the current facility or a smaller facility will not allow for that, which would lead to more cost in housing inmates outside. Keating also feels a new jail should go to a vote of the people. He feels this is why we ended up with the jail and courthouse building that we have, because the board at the time was trying to build with funds they had and cut corners instead of putting the vote to the people and building what we needed. The board discussed two options for the 2022 Marshall County budget. Option one showed a mill levy of 47.865, which is 1.229, lower than the 21 budget, and would be a decrease in tax collections in the amount of $63,000. Option two, a mill levy of 47.092, which is just over 2 mills lower than the 21 budget. That would be a decrease in tax collections of $219,000. That second option was accepted with a budget hearing Monday, September 13th at 8:30 a.m. in the commissioner's room. Washington County Commissioner's meeting last week was mostly routine business. Nemahal County Sheriff advised that Seth Olmers resigned as relief deputy effective August 30th. He's hired Alan Russo and Amber Miller as full-time dispatchers. Commissioners discussed replacing the local health officer in Nemahal County. Gary Scobie moved to approve appointing Nicole Kime to serve as Nemahal County local health officer at a contract rate of $7,000 per month, with the understanding she will contract with additional staff as needed. Jason Cook seconded the motion. Motion carried with Dylan Kime abstaining. Kime moved to approve appointing Irvin Cohen to consult with a local health officer at a contract rate of $1,000 per month. That passed unanimously. At the September 7 meeting, business will be limited to budget work for Nemahal County commissioners. Gage County Board of Supervisors Friday held a budget hearing, unanimously adopting a $50.17 million budget, which includes continued payments toward the Beatrice 6 judgment. The increase is 2.05% year over year. Supervisors estimate another 3 to 4 years to finalize the civil judgment payments. Roughly $3.3 million of the budget is earmarked toward that effort, and the state has passed a measure allowing $4 million in assistance. Budget requests from non-county agencies, townships, and fire districts showed no increase, with modest increases in county office budgets. Wymore and Blue Springs fire departments responded to a house fire Monday evening in Wymore in the 400 block of North 11th Street. The Jacob Ward family was returning home and reported the blaze, which was extinguished in the basement, but had spread to the first and second floors. A family dog was a reported fatality, but the residents were gone at the time. No injuries reported by firefighters. Fire marshal has been called in to investigate the cause. Donald E. Wink, age 87 of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church, northeast of Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Don Wink. Leonella R. Mine, age 75, of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Hanover. Burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Leonella Mine. Leroy C. Flower, age 84 of Waterville, passed away Sunday. A memorial service is planned Saturday, 2 p.m., with an interment to follow. Terry Christie Funeral in the Waterville in charge of arrangements for Leroy Flower.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low-pressure system still making its way across the upper parts of the Midwest, bringing some showers and thunderstorms across the area, across parts of Minnesota into Wisconsin, Michigan. Otherwise, a cold front will continue to push into the central, east-central parts of the Midwest. It's going to be more of a dry cold front, so really just a little bit cooler temperatures as we head into tomorrow, continuing into tomorrow night. Otherwise, high-pressure system moves in. We'll continue to see beautiful weather all the way through the end of the week into the weekend with mostly sunny skies. So across the area, sunny skies, upper 80s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, mid-50s, winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 80s, winds will be from the northwest. Tomorrow night, clear skies, upper 50s. As we enter Thursday and Friday, we'll continue with sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early September 84, record high on this date 106, the average low 60 and the record low 36. Sunset this evening 7:49, sunrise in the morning at 7:02.
Is your household growing or shrinking? We take a look at the evolving American household on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Labor Day, Tuesday, September 7th, the 250th day of the year. Rock and roll pioneer Buddy Holly was born on this day, and ESPN made its TV debut in 1979. If the family is together for the holiday, take a head count and see how you stack up against the average household. The American household size has been steadily shrinking for the past 100 years. Until recently, that is. In 1915, the average household had 4.5 people. By the 60s, that number had shrunk to 3. By 2006, there were 2.5 people per home. But the most recent census data shows a reversal of that trend. Economic constraints are keeping more young people at home, and grown children are making room for parents and grandparents. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports College football from the weekend. Jason Bean connected with Lawrence Arnold for the second time in the game with 1:12 remaining Friday night, allowing KU to escape with a 17-14 victory over South Dakota in Coach Lance Leipold's debut with the Jayhawks. The KU student section rushed to the field to celebrate the end of a 13-game skid, albeit against an FCS opponent, and the Jayhawks' first win since beating Texas Tech October 26th of 19. Kansas State's sixth-year quarterback Skylar Thompson ran for 2 touchdowns, and the Wildcats opened the season Saturday with a 24-7 win over Stanford. Deuce Vaughn sprinted 59 yards for a touchdown and finished with 124 yards rushing on 13 carries for the Wildcats. The Cardinal had won its last 4 games in 2020. K-State Wildcats had lost their last 5. Tuesday Kansas Sports here on the Mid-America Network.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together. got to do what we got to do, helping the people that are that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Wichita Wind Surge, with a day off yesterday, fell in their final road match of the year Sunday, dropping the series finale against the Arkansas Travelers 2-1 in Little Rock. For the first time since Game 2 of the series, the Wind Surge were the first ones on the board. Wichita returns home for the remaining 12 regular season games. The Wind Surge will host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, AA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals, for six games beginning tonight. First pitch is set for 7:05 from Riverfront Stadium in Wichita. Andrew Benintendi hit a go-ahead single in the eighth inning, then reached above the left field wall to take away a potential tying home run in the ninth, sending the Kansas City Royals over the Baltimore Orioles 3-2. Hanser Alberto homered against his former team to help the Royals win in their first visit to Camden Yards since August of 2019. Salvador Perez tied it at 12 with a bloop single in the eighth for the Royals. Benintendi provided the lead with an RBI hit off Cole Sulcer. Mid-America Network Sports.
Sophomore Silas Miller won the boys' division of the cross-country meet hosted by Marysville High School Saturday, while the Bulldogs' Ryan Stotte and Isaiah Miller finished 5 and 6, Brennan Pilsel 14th, and Asher Wassum 17th. Washington County's Garrison Sand was 15th and Drake Baker 20th among top 20 boys' finishers. In the girls' division, Ellie Williams of Donovan West was first, Michelle Zarbenicki of Hanover 6th, Mackenzie Baker of Washington County finished 7th. Taylor Meyer of Marysville was 12th. Hattie Gross of Frankfort 15th. Aspen Mosing of Axtell 16th. And Morgan Allen of Centralia took 17th among top 20 girls finishers.
Only 1 week into the fall sports season, the Twin Valley League is already showing the prowess. Hey, it's Jeff Hortz, host of the TVL Spotlight on CandyYRadio.com. The defending state champion Hanover Wildcat football team earned their first win of the season in convincing fashion. We'll talk to Coach Matt Hoyer. The Donovan West cross country girls picked up where they left off last year, taking the gold at the Marysville Country Club, and will name the TVL Spotlight Athlete of the Week. All that coming up this week on CandyYRadio.com.
Dress up your front door and welcome guests with unique or seasonal decor. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Wreaths are a traditional favorite. Gather and dry materials like hydrangea blossoms, straw flowers, milkweed pods, holly berries, and bittersweet for seasonal beauty. Or find other items that reflect your personality. Colorful seed packets or even an old garden hose can create a warm welcome. Hang a basket filled with fragrant lavender on the door. The flowers will brighten your entryway and the fragrance will lift visitors' spirits. Fill a frame or cover letters or a wreath with moss. The dried sheet moss comes in shades of green, cream, and brown to help you create a uniquely beautiful welcome. Fill an old metal watering can, umbrella, or garden boots with seasonal blooms or greenery. Change out the display as the garden changes. Using greens and flowers from the garden helps connect the outdoor beauty to the indoors. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Take a drive south of St. Louis on the Illinois side of the Mississippi River, and you'll find some very unique buildings. In fact, it's hard to find anything else like this in the entire nation. The story of those old structures and why they're here is a fascinating tale, and it's next on the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi,
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Just north of Chester, Illinois, along the east side of the Mississippi River, you'll find several sites associated with the French who settled here in the early 18th century. In 1720, they completed a fort that served as an administrative outpost and guardian for the area, a place called Fort Duchartres.
It was destroyed by flooding two different times until finally in 1754, it was rebuilt out of limestone. In fact, there is a building, the magazine, listed as the oldest building in Illinois.
Brenda Owen is a local historian and business owner in nearby Chester, Illinois. The area is called the French Colonial District and contains several significant sites, one of which is the Creole House near Prairie du Rocher.
The architecture of that house is in the French colonial style, where there was a stone foundation with logs placed vertically on top of the stone foundation, and then the home was built around that. They believe that that is the only example of that architecture in Illinois.
And near the Creole House is another important site.
The last stop in that French colonial district is the Pierre Menard home. Pierre Menard was the first lieutenant governor of Illinois. He was born in Quebec and moved to Kaskaskia because it was on the frontier and he wanted adventure.
Pierre Menard's residence has an important title some have afforded it.
It's actually known as the Mount Vernon of the West because it is a beautiful, beautiful home.
Together, the sites represent fascinating history and architecture here on the east side of the mighty river the French used as a highway to settle the area. Traveling the countryside. In Chester, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a large antique and collectibles auction for Sioux Breeding Saturday, September 11th. Sale begins at 9 a.m. at 732 Cherokee Road, northeast of Marysville. Sioux Breeding has sold antiques and collectibles over 40 years and will be selling frosted glass kitchen cupboard, wardrobe, pie safe, several oak furniture items, primitives, including a 4-gallon butter churn, 6-gallon, 3- and 4-gallon Red Wing crocks, other crockery items, beer advertising, memorabilia, Pepsi and Coca-Cola items, 1847 Rogers Brothers Sterling silverware in the box, lots of Marshall County advertising items, and other miscellaneous. This antique and collectible auction for Sioux Breeding, Saturday, September 11th, 9 a.m. at 732 Cherokee Road. From the junction of U.S. 3677, go 8 miles to the Lone Elm Corner, then a mile and three-quarter west on Cherokee Road. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Rats reproduce faster than we can control them. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Get rid of your rodents naturally with a registered rat contraceptive as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Have been plaguing us for centuries, and where there is one rat, there will be a lot more. Once a female starts reproducing, she can have 15,000 descendants within her year-long lifespan.
An Arizona company called SenesTech has developed birth control for rats that will stop the rodents from ever having grandkids. Ken Siegel is the company's CEO. He says their EPA-registered rat contraceptive is called ContraPest. The concoction is like a rat milkshake.
It's a liquid product. Rats actually love it. It is in a base station that's only accessible to rats. They drink it, and in the case of both males and female rats, they become incapable of reproducing. And the effect lasts for 50 to 70 days. Rat actually lives around a year, but that effect, as long as they continue to consume it, stays for the rest of their lives.
Siegel says the contraceptive is environmentally responsible and has reduced rat populations by up to 95% in a wide variety of urban and agricultural settings. The rat downfall is accelerated by combining it with other integrated pest management solutions.
So you can use your poisons, you can use trapping, you can use fumigants, all the various other pieces. You also need to focus on exclusion, removing refuse, etc. And then ContraPest will take those results, dramatically improve them. And the critical difference is once the population goes down, as long as you continue to use ContraPest, the population will come back and you can eventually wean yourself off of the more toxic solutions.
This new contraceptive technology is available in all 50 states. Learn more about birth control for rats at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
He shakes the time, pains of sin. fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Prairie View Industries wants the United States wounded and disabled military veterans to know how they are appreciated for putting their lives on the line for this great nation. Take the time to let them know their sacrifices will always be remembered. Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, breaking down barriers with our access ramps.
Drought-crippled corn may be salvaged as forage. Find out how today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I speak from experience when I say that the right tools help keep a farm, a ranch, or a household running smoothly. The folks at Gempler's know that too. It's why they carry the tool brands you trust to help you work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. It's Gempler's specialty. Family owned and independent, just like their customers. Just like you. More than 30,000 problem-solving tools and gear in stock. Shop Gempler's.com today and avoid downtime tomorrow. Widespread drought has caused forage shortages. It's also led to stress on corn and sorghum crops. North Dakota corn growers are being told they may be able to feed their stressed corn crop to their livestock instead of letting it grow to maturity with subsequent poor yields. North Dakota State University Extension beef cattle specialist Zach Carlson says you need to check out a couple of things before you do that, though.
Make sure that those crop acres are certified to be harvested. So check in with your crop insurance adjuster and make sure that you are meeting all qualifications prior to going into those fields and harvesting. Then check your chemical labels for those herbicides that you've applied to those fields. Oftentimes, these chemicals come with restrictions and they'll be posted on their label.
Carlson says you also need to test the corn for potential nitrate problems.
A lot of drought-stressed plants can become nitrate accumulators, and corn is one of those. In situations where the growth of the plant is stunted, in this case, we're dealing with drought, the nitrates will tend to accumulate in the plant, and they accumulate and are more concentrated closer to the ground, so from the stalk, and then they get less concentrated as they move up the plant.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Ag news from the Eatman America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, there's good news and bad news for farmers across the Eatman America region, as the income for many farms is up, but the expenses have also risen as well. Mike Doherty is the senior economist with the Illinois Farm Bureau, and he says...
Yeah, we've had increases, year-over-year increase, just in the last 12 months. This is rather, it is definitely significant. In almost all your fertilizer categories, and, you know, for corn, it's mostly you're talking about nitrogen, but also DAP, your diammonium phosphate, and those products, those input costs for corn and beans have gone up somewhere between 50 to 80% increase in the last 12 months. So on the other hand, relative to prices, we had high prices back in 2011, 12, and going into 2013. And back then, the input costs were actually even higher than what we're experiencing now.
He goes on to say that although there has been an increase in wages and expenses, it's still not quite sure what it could look like for the economy next year for farmers.
So the real, where we're really nervous is not just how much they've gone up this year, but what are we in for input costs next year, and particularly if you combine those input cost increases with increased seed costs, and the seed costs are expected to go up quite a bit going into 2022, and then you throw on top of it landlords, asking for a 5 or 10% increase, in especially in cash rent. These are really going to add up and are going to narrow the profit margin next year.
There's also been an increase in other type of expenses as well, including raw materials for new farm buildings due to labor and other prices that have been going up, and distribution of goods across the nation that have been struggling with the COVID-19 pandemic. Many are curious how the economy may rebound starting next year once the pandemic could be over. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Midwest Kia, we listen to our customers and we know what's important to you. A great selection, friendly staff, and exceptional pricing. Introducing Midwest Express. Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car from the comfort of your own home. Spend less time in the dealership and complete the entire deal using the Midwest Express buying tool. Or get as much done online as you'd like and let our friendly staff help you finish the deal in half the time. And because you helped us save time, we'll help save you money. Having a hard time finding a dealership with inventory that's not marking up prices over sticker? Go to MidwestKia.com to see a fantastic collection of new 2022 Kia models. All clearly priced and never marked up. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A new forecast from USDA projects increased net farm income for 2021. Michael Clements has the details.
For fiscal year 2021, the Department of Agriculture projects net farm income to increase $18.5 billion from 2020, or 19.5% to $113 billion. Veronica Nye, American Farm Bureau Federation senior economist, says the forecast puts net farm income at the highest level since 2013.
We had a low of $62 billion back in 2016, so reaching $113 billion in 2021 is certainly an impressive turnaround for the sector. 68% of that increase in receipts is due to a price impact, which means about 30% of that increase is due to increases in the quantity sold.
She says it's largely attributed to increased commodity prices.
On the crop side, obviously a significant increase in receipts from corn, soybeans, and wheat, which are forecast to increase by $38 billion. But it's not all good news on the crop side. Unfortunately, for specialty crop growers, vegetable and melon and fruit and nut cash receipts are projected down by over $4 billion. On the animal products, we're looking at an increase of $26 billion. On the dairy side, basically no change, which is the third year in a row, unfortunately, for our dairy sector that we haven't seen an increase.
Meanwhile, USDA projects total farm expenses up 7% from last year.
Of course, that's influenced by an increase in fuel and oil prices, increase in fertilizer prices, and labor expenses. So 7% is equivalent to about a $26 billion increase.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Find more agriculture information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant, we are agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
A full benefits package, including a pension plan, are waiting for you at Farmers Cooperative. There are several openings in the energy sector for delivery, truck technicians, tire warehouse, and more. Must have Class B CDL, hazmat preferred, but not required. You'll join a team that goes out of its way to help you succeed. Get more info by texting JOBS 2021 to 402-946-2211.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Rats reproduce faster than we can control them. Get rid of your rodents naturally with a registered rat contraceptive on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
One rat, there will be a lot more. And once a female starts reproducing, she can have 15,000 descendants within her year-long lifespan. An Arizona company called Sinestech has developed birth control for rats that will stop the rodents from ever having grandkids. Ken Siegel is the company CEO. He says their EPA-registered rat contraceptive is called ContraPest. The concoction is like a rat milkshake.
It's a liquid product. Rats actually love it. It is in a bait station that's only accessible to rats. They drink it, and in the case of both males and female rats, they become incapable of reproducing. And the effect lasts for 50 to 70 days. Rat actually lives around a year, but that effect, as long as they continue to consume it, stays for the rest of their lives.
Siegel says the contraceptive has reduced rat populations by up to 95% in a wide variety of urban and agricultural settings. The rat downfall is accelerated by combining it with other integrated pest management solutions.
So you can use your poisons, you can use trapping, you can use fumigants. You also need to focus on exclusion, removing refuse, etc. And then ContraPest will take those results, dramatically improve them. And the critical difference is once the population goes down, as long as you continue to use ContraPest, the population will come back. And you can eventually wean yourself off of the more toxic solutions.
This new technology is available in all 50 states. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about birth control for rats at agriculture.com.
New Frontier Ag has some great tillage pieces available right now. A like new 2015 Sunflower 14-13 tandem disc, 30-foot working width, incredible shape, priced at $36.5. Or a Summers 40-foot Super Coulter Plus with rolling choppers, a very nice large vertical tillage machine for $42,000. Check out these and other great farm equipment at newfrontierag.com or call 308-340-8989. New Frontier Ag, premium connection to premium equipment.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Brazilian farmers will harvest just under 94 million tons of corn this season. 10 harvest forecasters indicating a fall of 8.5% from the last forecast due to a severe drought. Second crop corn failure will lead to higher imports and lower exports of the crop. The forecasters say Brazil, home to some of the world's largest meat processors, will need to keep the grain to make it livestock feed. One agribusiness consultant cut her corn export forecast to 22.5 million tons, down from a previous prediction of 32 million tons. She estimates Brazilian corn import needs may reach 4 million tons. If the dry weather persists, corn yields may fall even further in some of the key corn-producing states in Brazil. In April, a poll of 11 forecasters predicted a record corn crop of 107 million tons, but poor weather has damaged that. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, Britain is negotiating to join the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, or CPTPP. Talks began recently to join the trade deal Britain sees as crucial to its post-Brexit pivot away from Europe. That's according to Reuters. The CPTPP agreement removes 95% of tariffs between its members, including Japan, Canada, Mexico, and others. While joining the agreement won't significantly increase exports for Britain, it will lock in market access and increases market influence. Britain will need to demonstrate it can meet the existing members' standards on tariff removal and trade liberalization and provide clear details on how and when it will do so. The United States left the trade agreement, then known only as the Trans-Pacific Partnership, during the Trump administration. However, during his campaign, President Biden expressed the possibility of renegotiating and rejoining CPTPP. Ag News, Market Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
At Midwest Kia, we listen to our customers and we know what's important to you. A great selection, friendly staff, and exceptional pricing. Introducing Midwest Express. Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car from the comfort of your own home. Spend less time in the dealership and complete the entire deal using the Midwest Express buying tool. Or get as much done online as you'd like and let our friendly staff help you finish the deal in half the time. And because you helped us save time, we'll help save you money. Having a hard time finding a dealership with inventory that's not marking up prices over sticker? Go to MidwestKia.com to see a fantastic collection of new 2022 Kia models. All clearly priced and never marked up. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello. And I can hardly speak, my heart is beating so. And anyone could tell, you think you know me well. But you don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. To you, I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. You don't know me. For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart burns with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by. Chance that you might want me to. You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. Oh, won't you walk away by someone else's side, to never, never know the one who loves you so. No, you don't know me.
Country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.